This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Being part of the solution is really what it's all about. Seriously, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and being part of. And I keep telling you that you have to send... I mean, you have to spend a few minutes, you know, go past the title of the last, you know, Twitter feed you got or what have you. And you need to check into these stories, you know. And when, even when you tune in and listen to me, don't take everything I say as gospel truth. Right? I mean, make sure that what I'm telling you is true. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure that you're part of my conversation anyhow. All right. Some of you heard, went out, I don't know when it went out, over the weekend, and I got some emails and, emails, phone calls, text messages, all kinds of stuff. Anyway, I'm fine. One person at CPAC apparently came in contact or tested positive for the virus, but he or she, we don't even know what it is. Well, he, she, it, whatever, could have been a dog for all we know at this point, was nowhere near Radio Row, nowhere near the Grand Ballroom, nowhere in the common areas. So I feel fine. They feel, I mean, most of the people I know I was with, they all feeling fine. Right? So I'm good. I know some of you are going, ah, crud. But no, I'm fine. Thank you. The, you know, I'm listening to all this that's going on. Some of you will have a different feeling. Maybe a different thought. I'm not saying we shouldn't be cautious. Don't get me wrong. Don't lie on me and say Joe said there was nothing wrong. This was no big deal. But in the grand scheme of things, when you think about the flu, the average flu, the daily flu, the one we don't really talk about that much, it has killed more people than this flu. Even if this flu goes on the current trajectory, not even close. There were 183, was it, by the end of 18... We don't have all the numbers for 19. But by the end of 18, the regular flu, I think it killed 41,000 people in this country. 180,000 people were hospitalized. I mean, where was the outrage? Where's the outrage? Where was all the money put towards the flu? Did anybody realize that Obama declared a national emergency over the swine flu in October of 2009? But... 50 million Americans had caught it by then. All right, so think about it. And 10,000 people died from that flu. Can you imagine? But Trump's not moving fast enough. Trump not doing fast enough. We just found out about this. This really, you know, hit big recently. What, November? And even with all the impeachment debacle and farce, he was still working. He was still moving through this stuff. Just they hate him so much. This is exactly. They hate him so much This is exactly why he just needs to keep trucking forward and make believe like they don't even exist. It's, for me, it's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. So many of you know that this is what's commonly referred to, has been referred to in the news for months now, as the Wuhan virus, right? The problem is, that is racist. Because you're tagging an Asian community as being the, I don't know, the instigator of the virus, the creator of the virus. No. You know, for hundreds of years, these viruses, the names of some of these flus, they're always tagged with the area they originated in. So you have a clue as to where they're coming from. And it's purely for scientific reasons. And now, as is currently common on a regular basis, this is just crazy. Everything has to do with political correctness, and I mean everything. Nothing is what it is because it's just that simple. Right? You know, it's going to be racist now to say, what, Italian sausage as opposed to German sausage? No, because if you like one more than the other, then you're racist towards the other one. I mean, this is how crazy these people have gotten. Seriously. And I don't have enough time to get into it. And it's tough because there's a family member this weekend that I kind of went back and forth on Facebook with. Over this whole transgender thing where a pediatrician came out and got in trouble for telling like a six-year-old little boy claimed to be a girl. Six-year-old anything, boy or girl, has no clue what it means to be a boy or girl, has no clue what colors go together, has no clues of what time they should be going to bed, has no clue. You see where I'm going with this? They don't have a clue. None of that. And yet there are people, young people especially, that have bought into this thing that says, if you love that little 6 or 7-year-old, if you love them, you will go along with what they say. So if I love them, do I go along with them wanting to have a hot fudge Sunday every night for dinner? If I love them, do I let them stay up till 10 o'clock every night? If I love them, do I not let them go to school because they just don't feel like going to school that day? Where does the lunacy stop? When you love somebody, you have no problem working with them to be better, to be healthy. Joe Mattini, your host. Kimberly Marin will join me after the break. We'll see where she stands with all this. I already know, but you're going to hear it. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I'm hearing myself. Lady.
What?
I said I'm hearing myself. You got me on the speaker?
No.
Is the dog hearing me? The dog left.
No.
Me, aren't they? I know it.
I'm the only one who can hear you, besides the voices in your head.
Ooh. No, I'm hearing them. They're not hearing me. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know the voice, so just bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kick the week off. Now, are you covered in a plastic bag, hidden in a closet somewhere?
No.
Yeah.
And I was out this weekend. I went to Kelly's Roast Beef in Saugus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought they were in Revere.
No, the original one is in Revere. Then they built one in Saugus, and the one in Saugus is really cool because it has a huge fish tank, and you can sit at it.
Oh.
I used to bring my son there when he was little, and so we went there again. I met him for lunch.
Yeah.
Only this time he bought me lunch. I didn't buy him lunch.
Wow.
It was awesome.
And you didn't have to keep, telling him to sit down and eat, right?
Yeah. No, that, he was always good when we went out to eat.
Sit down. Sit down. Leave those people alone. Anyway.
Right? No, yeah, that wasn't that. An issue.
Yeah. You know, if you're one of those parents at a restaurant that your kid's running all around the place and you think it's cute when he comes over to my table. No,
right?
It's not. Right? It's irritating. All right, listen. Coronavirus, right? And I love this because people are making such a big deal of this. Now again, if you've lost a loved one, you got people sick, you're worried about it, I get it. I understand the fear. This seems to be hurting older folks. I mean, pretty much everybody who's died from this is up in their 60s, 70s, and 80s and have some kind of pre-existing condition. I'm not a doctor.
Right.
Right? So I don't know it all. But check out some of these numbers. All right? The coronavirus globally, right? There's 96,000 cases globally, 162 of those in the U.S. All right? The odds of getting infected is like 0.00005%. I'm sorry. I'm trying to understand what the immediate emergency need is here. Total active cases 39,510 worldwide. You've got mild cases 134 in the U.S. Severe cases just under 20. Total people who got it and then walked away clean 9. All right? I mean, seriously.
The majority, yeah.
Yeah. Total mm-hmm. deaths. Ready for this big number? Here. 11. I'm not making fun, so we're clear. I'm not making fun of a death, all right? But when you had 41,000 people die from the common flu in 2018 and we heard virtually nothing, why is this a big deal?
It's a big deal because it's an election year. I'm going there because that's all that this is. So they couldn't get him on Russia collusion. They couldn't get him on impeachment. The economy has been chugging along and has still been doing great this whole time. So now what do? They want to fearmonger. Scare people, lie about how bad the virus really is, so that they can harm the economy and harm American people so that they can weaken Trump so he wins the election because they know Biden sucks.
Wow, somebody just sent me information from Newsweek, okay, that over 50,000 people who tested positive for the coronavirus are now, I won't say cured, but have gone through it's gone through their system and they're clean.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're sitting here going, okay, where is this epidemic, pandemic, whatever you want to call it, where is it? I'm asking for a friend. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I think it's all mostly in their heads.
Yeah.
Totally disgusted by what they're doing. I mean, they can't, like, literally, Joe, this is really affecting people. And you know who it's affecting the most? People who might be in lower incomes because their hotel bookings are being lost. Travel is slowed down.
Yep.
Big, huge events that have servers and are being canceled. The St. Patrick's Day parade in Boston has been canceled by that idiot Marty Walsh. I'm sorry, I'm Irish. We're not afraid of no damn flu. Okay?
I love this. Hey, this is, Bernie Sanders alluded to the fact that this is to help Trump make all kinds of money. I'm thinking, really?
What?
Exactly. How is he making money? Does he own a medical company that we don't know about? Is he own the company making all the
money? Bernie Sanders doesn't know the first thing about earning an honest day's wage, he doesn't know.
Yeah, no. But there wasn't this kind of outrage as President Oblamo was allowing people to die from these things, was there?
No, there wasn't. In 2009, when the H1N1 flu or whatever became a pandemic, It wasn't until 6 months later, after 1,000 U.S. deaths, that Obama finally declared it a public health emergency. And the heel, we asked for $1.5 billion from Congress. But I don't recall Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer demanding $8 billion instead so they could run ads on Super Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, I'd love to know which one of them, how many of them have stocks and companies that make these masks that are working on the, you know, the cure for this or whatever, you know. I just think this is hilarious. And people won't dig that deep. They just, they're really, ultimately, they just don't care. And this is crazy. Anyway, my opinion. So.
It's disgusting, Joe, because the left, it's harming people. The left and their flying monkeys in the media are literally harming people with what they're doing. This is a problem, and it's disgusting.
I am trying to figure
maybe
out.
Maybe they're colluding. You know what? I had a thought today.
Uh-oh.
I wonder if they're colluding with China to make up this whole, make it way worse than it is. Because, you know, they're big on collusion, and the DNC colluded with Russia. So why not collude with China? Make it out to be way worse than it really is.
Seriously. You're right. I mean, this stuff just never stops. I started to say in the first segment, they hate Trump so much. They don't care how many people they have to kill. They don't care how many people they have to alarm. They don't care what they have to do to try to get him out of office. And, you know, the stock market taking a nosedive is all Trump's fault, but when it's on the rise, when it was doing well, it's all because of Obama. This has been their game for years. The party of non-responsibility. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We just attended a very important task force meeting on the virus.
President Trump in the White House briefing room with the entire coronavirus task force led by the vice president with him at the podium.
Everybody is talking about all over the world, no matter where you go. That's what's on people's minds. And we are going to take care of and have been taking care of the American public and the American economy. We are going to be asking tomorrow, we're seeing the Senate, we're going to be meeting with House Republicans, Mitch McConnell, everybody.
The White House briefing as the Grand Princess cruise ship finally docks in Oakland, California. The passengers who are sick with coronavirus being taken off first. And a massive meltdown on Wall Street with the Dow losing 2,014 points. That's more than 7.5%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Can I, couple of nitwits?
Oh, of course you can.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
All right, like so went to the, went to the PC nut jobs, right? We got to change that to how lucky can one cisgen be? Or gender neutral or gender fluid be, I'm sure. At some point in time, somebody's going to complain about that song. You know what I'm saying? There was, Tammy sent me a story, and it was, God, what was it? A gender neutral, God bless. There was an all-time show of ours, and it's coming back, and they now want it to be gender neutral.
And what? I'm going,
yeah, yeah, what's it? Come on, she just sent this to me. There it is. Actor, the actor Billy Porter. I don't know who this person is. I don't even care. Okay? He's going to play a genderless fairy godmother in a Cinderella remake. Okay? And so Cinderella is now going to be genderless as well. And I'm thinking to myself, why do they have to do this? Are they that whacked? You know, you're talking about a population of people. Again, I love. Don't send me an email because here's the deal. I am not wishing hate on any of these people. Okay, you want to live that lifestyle? You want to do whatever you want to do it. But we're not changing the world for less than 5% or less than 10% of you. Not everything gets to be genderless now because there's a small group of people that don't know what an X and Y chromosome means or what an X and X chromosome means.
This who don't believe in science.
Right? Don't you love that? Bernie Sanders actually has the cojones to come out and say, people like me and you don't believe in science, and yet he believes in 78 genders. I'm sorry. Who doesn't believe in science?
Yeah.
God.
I heard him saying that today. He was doing some town hall. And I heard him saying that today. Trump doesn't believe in science. I'm like, you idiot. You're the one who doesn't believe in science. You believe in fake science that Man Bear Pig pushed. And you believe in the fake science that's not even science.
No,
a man can become a woman with, or a woman can become a man. And those things are untrue.
Listen. Well, you know how I shut them down? It's really simple. I don't take their side or talk against them. I said, okay, so what you're telling me, here's what I don't understand. What you're saying is when somebody switches from female to male, okay, or they decide they're really a male in a female body, does that mean that all the female diseases, right, that happen to women, all the things that as women you normally have to watch out for, you don't have to anymore? When you go to the doctor, he doesn't look for anything weird because now you're a male. So at 40 or 50.
No, Joe.
What?
Joe, in the UK, they were allowing trans men, trans men weren't allowed to see a gynecologist, but trans women were allowed to see a gynecologist and get, you know, their uterus checked.
Don't.
Yes.
I got hate mail over this one that you're going to love. You're going to love this one. So apparently in Illinois, there was a guy in an all-male prison who now decided that he was actually a female, okay, and demanded to be put in a all-female prison. And the high thinkers, high IQ people in Illinois that run the system and run the government there said, yes, he deserves to go there. So they sent him there, and he raped a woman there.
Of course he did. That's what happens.
So I said, I'm gonna come up on your side now. All right, I believe that we should allow them to go to the all-female jail. However, before they go there, they have to have the full operation. I'm willing to pay for it. How's that? Okay? Things get chopped off and worked out, and whatever needs to happen happens, and that's how you do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's not the first time that's happened. That's happened in the UK and Canada before. So this is why I don't understand why people in the U.S. don't learn from the mistakes that are made in Europe and why they try to emulate Europe. We already know bad things happen from in Canada and Europe from toying with this fantasy world. And they have them come here and the same thing happens here.
Yeah. No, I love
Let's push the same stupid laws that they have in the UK and Canada, even though we know it's going to harm women. And it harms women. Yay.
You know, this is it's just amazing to me. And it never stopped. By the way, somebody sent me another note, said an average of 20,000 people a year die from the normal flu, if that's what you want to call it. Okay?
Yep.
And we never see this kind of like, oh, my God, sky's falling, got to get everybody with masks on. So,
excuse me. And the flu season typically starts when the germ breeders go back to school. No offense, but they're germ breeders.
It's so true.
They go back to school. They all pass around the germs. They give them to their parents. Their parents bring them into their jobs. Believe me, from like the end of September through March through now, everybody at work is sick at some point.
Right.
Because it just gets passed around. And it's sometimes people get the flu, sometimes it's just a cold, but at least one person is sick. You know what I mean? On at least my team and others too. But no one seems to care then.
It's constantly an amazement to me how they. Well, actually, I should say that. That was a stupid comment. I was going to say it's an amazement to me how they twist us, but not anymore.
No,
you know, it's so normal. We see so much of it that it's not a surprise anymore. In the least.
They will do anything to harm America, Americans, and to try to weaken Trump. They will do anything.
Yep.
Joe, literally anything.
Well, you've got an event coming up in your area that you can't get. I won't say you can't get much traction on, but the media. I mean, I can't believe the media wouldn't want to get this out there.
The mainstream media doesn't want to, you know, dare promote women who support and practice their Second Amendment right. That's the problem. Yes, we have the Women's Defense League has their sixth annual Second Amendment rally coming up this Saturday. And, you know, it's in response. We've been doing it for 6 years, obviously. And it's always, you know, the past few years have been really, really bad when Bloomberg, extreme left-wing Democrats took over, and I know other states can feel me on this one. Bloomberg bought a bunch of them into office. They took over, and they started pushing all this massive, ridiculous, and insane gun control, shoving it through. Like, it doesn't matter. We all go to hearings, and we testify and tell them what their legislation is really going to do and how it's going to harm people. They don't care. They shove it through. And then, you know, last year, luckily, the governor vetoed everything, but they shoved even more through this year. And we're still waiting on the really bad one, red flag bill. So the rally is in response to that, and having the governor once again hold the line, because even though New Hampshire is one of the safest states in the country and is consistently one of the safest states in the country, these people are still pushing gun control.
Yeah.
And
you're going to see that. Well, you would have seen that more and more and more across the country. If he gets in, if his person gets in, people don't realize. I'm amazed at how many people just look at things at face value. They never think through something and think about what's going on behind the scenes, who's playing the game behind the scenes, who's funding this, what are they ultimately looking for, right? I mean, Bloomberg funded all these congressional candidates 2 years ago for a reason. It wasn't because he loved the country, you know?
No, God, no. He doesn't. He loves himself, and he wants to get his agenda passed. That's what he did in Virginia. That's what he's doing in New Hampshire. And they've been successful. I mean, let's face reality here. Bloomberg wouldn't have even been on the debate stage if he didn't spend a ton of money. And people did vote for him because he spent a lot of money. It's only when they saw him in person and saw how horrifying he is that they didn't vote for him. If he only had ran ads and never debated, he probably would be in the lead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or close.
Yeah.
And this is what I try to explain to people. You know, they see a bill and it doesn't seem like it's so nefarious, but it's the devil's in the details. No, this is, you have to read everything and look at it and say, okay, what's this really going to do? What's it intended to do? And what's it really going to do? And Democrats will lie to your face about what it does, even though they're being told over and over and over again by others that it will harm their own constituents. They don't care. Bloomberg doesn't care. He's an authoritarian with a Napoleon complex.
Well, he's, you know what's
that's
really,
the problem.
There's something interesting going on Twitter where they are marking Joe Biden's comments that Trump put up in an ad, you know, right? It's kind of fake news, but not Pelosi's. Remember? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Kimberly Marin is with us. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Okay, we're going back in.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Hey, listen, if you head up to the website, you can always watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can also sign up for the weekly news email blast. It lets you know who's coming on, topics we're going to be discussing, some of the stories that we've already posted to the site. Or if you're one of those, you just want a quick notice that we're coming on the air, simply get a text alert by texting TRS to 77222. TRS is 77222. Here she is. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of kick the week off, figure out what's going on and what's going to happen this week. And the sneaky stuff they did over the weekend. They do a lot of sneaky stuff over the weekend. You know that, right?
That's because they figure everybody's busy and not paying attention.
Yep. Well, that's why they drop a lot of these stories on Friday afternoon, that they don't want to get any traction. Right?
Right.
You mean seriously?
Yeah, the Friday afternoon dump.
Yep. Yeah, they figure you try to get home, you're not paying attention to the news, it's not a big deal, but...
Man, no, it's Friday. You worked all week, you just want to, have dinner, relax, and veg out.
Yeah. Now, the Italians did it right this time. They are imposing a nationwide travel ban and shutting down the borders. You are not getting in or out. Can you imagine if Trump tried to do that?
Oh, my goodness, he'd be in big trouble.
Oh, yeah?
Wait, no. The Italians are, I thought you were going to go with this story. The Italians are really doing it right, because there was some town in Italy where, and I don't know if you heard about this, where the people turned on their sinks and wine came through out of their faucets.
No, I, come on.
That is, yes, that is like the best story of the year. Apparently something got, obviously got screwed up. It's just a small town, yeah. But something obviously got screwed up. They stopped it. Okay. And the people got some free wine.
No, they're mad. They're mad because now they no longer get free wine. That's the term.
Yeah.
About. So.
Yeah, somebody showed a picture of it that's rebuilding their, remodeling their kitchen, and I said, oh, that's your new sink?
Well, they have, so the Italians are doing it right. Hot, cold, and then wine, you know?
Right. So. Oh, that would be perfect.
Isn't it? But the... Yeah, it's good that they've got the nationwide travel restrictions and the bans and closing down the borders. I don't understand what the problem is here, you know?
I actually know somebody, some poor guy I work with. He is on a cruise in the Mediterranean right now, and they were supposed to hit several ports in Italy. Not okay. Happening.
No, it's not.
Pretty sure it's not happening.
I'm laughing because people are upset that the they can't travel, they can't get on a plane, they can't, and most of the time these are the people they've elected that made this crazy stuff happening. And
right.
You know, the other thing, again, I get it that this could be pretty bad if you're old and what have you. When you actually look at the numbers, instead of listening to all the hype, instead of listening to Twitter and watching what's going by on your Facebook page, do some of your own homework. Look at what's going on here. Even John Hopkins University, a well-respected, renowned university, come out and said, hey, slow down. Stop listening to the media, you know?
Yeah. Well, it was funny. Like I told you, I went out for lunch this weekend, and the place was packed.
Yeah.
And my son even commented. He's like, oh, well, so much for that coronavirus fear.
Seriously.
People were out and about shopping, eating lunch. It's, you know, acting in their normal way.
Now, I don't know if we talked about this on the air during the break, but I think I was telling you about the thing that really bothered me. And again, I'm not a big fan of hers because I want her elected, but I'm watching what the Democrats are doing to her, and she's just kind of, she's hanging there like a hanging chad. Tulsi Gabbard, you know, I heard over the weekend that the Democrat race is now down to two people. And how sad it is, remember? How sad it is that there's no woman in the race.
Yeah. Thinking,
well, is Tulsi, is she transgender or something?
So they made it, they changed, the DNC changed the rules again to keep her off the debate stage.
God bless.
So, I mean, this is the party of women and tolerance and et cetera, blah, 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 fill in the blank, whatever, you know, identity politics they want to add. It's now making it so that the only woman who's still left in the presidential race won't be in the debates, and, you know, nobody's going to basically hear from her again. They're ignoring her. And they have two old white men, two old wealthy white men who have our career politicians as their candidates. Fabulous. That's why they're pushing this stuff with the coronavirus to try to tank the economy and harm Americans.
Yeah, they got nothing. You're right.
They got nothing.
You know, you got a communist, a socialist slash communist, which is pretty much what he wants to do. He could not explain at the town hall tonight. I watched it for a while, and I'm thinking, I don't have to do this, okay? I get paid whether I watch him or not. Because he started getting to the point, he couldn't explain, you know, how he was going to pay for everything he wants to put out there. He'd come up with some really crazy stuff, like, you know, if it's a one-payer system, and then businesses don't have to get you insurance, so they're going to save money, so we're going to charge them 7% health care tax, and they won't have to do anything but pay the tax, and we'll take it from there. And I'm going, okay, so you're going to take it from there. Are you going to do the same thing you do with the VA? Are you going to make sure X amount of people die a day? Are you going to make sure it takes 4 to 6 months to get, you know, some kind of CAT scan? These people are nuts, and yet, the people in the crowd were cheering him without having a clue as to what he was talking about. There was no way they could know what he was talking about.
Right. No, they, and that's what gets me. It's like, so Bernie lies, of course. I mean, all Democrats lie, elected officials. I'm not going to say regular people, but all elected Democrats or ones running for office lie right to your face. And then when you question them on it, they'll try to divert the conversation or say, you know, make up some, throw some BS in there. They never actually tell the truth about the programs they want to put in place, ever. Obamacare was a failure. Remember how badly we were lied to with Obamacare? And that was a huge failure. That was the biggest failure, government failure in modern history, in my opinion.
Wait a minute. Not even just the failure of the program itself. How about the failure of the websites? The failure to make sure that the right people got on there. The failure that not everybody was put on the that program. They were pushed over to, what was it, Medicare or something like that?
Medicaid. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
The website alone. We've had this discussion before. The website alone was... That should have told everybody right then and there the problem. And I guarantee it wasn't even the consulting org that was trying to put it in. It was most likely the government employees trying to give them the requirements. The whole thing was a failure, and that should have told you right then and there, let's just drop this right now. We wasted all this money. Let's stop it right now. We got to figure out a better way because this ain't working. We told them it wasn't going to work, but they didn't listen.
No, I think this is...
And everybody's health care costs went up as a result, except for those who get it free now. Thanks.
Well, you think about something. You had a lot of states now have seen their premiums triple. People have seen premiums triple. The small businesses who couldn't handle it, couldn't handle the program that the state was state or the feds were pushing them into, dropped it, and now those people are paying more money for those. You know, for those same programs. They can't have the same doctor they had. They can't have the same program they had, yet they were promised that. What makes them think this is going to be any different?
That's what I keep saying. Anytime a Democrat opens their dirty little mouth about health care, I'm like, keep your filthy hands off of it. You already almost destroyed it completely with Obamacare. Don't touch it. No one should ever, ever, ever want another Democrat to touch our health care again. This whole mess with health care started with FDR. So let's just end that. Democrats should never be allowed. We should make a law. If Republicans get into take over the Congress again, they should make a law that Democrats, no Democrat is ever allowed to make any changes or touch anything to do with health care again.
God,
period.
I can't stand it.
I know it couldn't. I know it wouldn't work.
So listen,
but
on the last note before you go, I want you aware, because you might know somebody who goes there. The University of Wisconsin this week is celebrating Sexual Health Week. But it's not they're kicking the week off with breakfast and birth control. And they'll be giving away free birth control while you're sitting there having your breakfast. And they're going to have a whole teach-in with a free vibrator giveaway while they teach you how to pleasure yourself properly. I'll put it that way.
Oh, my God.
Okay. There'll be an engaging conversation about truly pleasuring yourself and dealing with the stigma of pleasuring oneself. Sex Jeopardy. Create a team and show your smarts with Sexual Health Jeopardy. Then we have a consent and pizza party going on. I can only imagine what that's going to be all about. But really, do we have to have sex week at college? I mean, don't they already have this figured out? You know what it must be? Katie Hill.
I thought they were taught everything by Planned Parenthood in high school now.
Oh, my God. It's just crazy. Just
seriously.
No. They're trying to. There's a lot of people that help keeping them off the high school campuses, but, I mean, my God, they get into college. Like, do they really need a sex week explanation?
I'm choking. I'm sorry. I'm actually choking.
All right. Well, listen.
Oh, my God.
We have your links up on the website. The old timers know how to get a hold of you. Go get yourself a glass of water. Get yourself back together. We're going to talk about this in the next hour, though, because I'm tired of this stuff. Condom bingo coming up in the next hour. Joe Messina, your host. Back in a few.